You're listening to The Bridge Metro West, located at 7 Strathmore Road in Natick, Massachusetts. For more information about The Bridge Metro West, our weekly Sunday gatherings, and other events, go to www.bridgemetrowest.com.
Good morning, Bridge. It is so good to be with you all on today, and I'm going to ask you guys to all stand to your feet for a moment. I'm going to invite you to close your eyes, lift up your hands, and just begin to offer up a praise that comes from your inner being. A praise that comes from a place where you're just overwhelmed with gratitude at the fact that, you know, while you were still a sinner, he came and he died for you. He made provisions for you in the midst of your darkest hour. He was there by your side, even when you didn't see him. And it's from that place I'm going to invite you to lift up a praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Father, you are worthy. Father, there is none like you. Father, we adore you. Father, we honor you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy. We adore you. We live, we bow down before you in reverence of your goodness, in reverence of your grace, in reverence of your mercy. We love you, King Jesus. You reached down in the muck and the mire and you grabbed a hold of me. You grabbed a hold of us. How could we not but praise you? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. 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 Worthy is the Lamb slain on our behalf. We adore you, Daddy. We adore you, Daddy. We adore you, Daddy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus, so karababasha ya, si kata babasha kata barububosa ya. Worthy, 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 worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sakata barububosha ya kabababasi. Worthy, 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 worthy. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Lord, in expectation, we humbly come before you, longing to hear from you. And so we simply declare, speak, Lord, for your servants desire to hear. Speak, Lord, for your servants hunger after you. Lord, enable us to draw nearer to you as a result of the proclamation of your word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 The presence of the Lord is in this place. And when he's in a place, we bow down in reverence. Simply say, Daddy, you're worthy. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And there are times we position ourselves
spiritually in that heavenly throne room, and we bow down with the heavenly hosts and the four living creatures, and we cast our crowns according to Revelations 4, and we simply utter the refrain, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Can y'all utter that with me? Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Hallelujah. Can y'all bow down in reverence to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and lift up your hands even from your seat and utter the refrain, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is the come. And the picture presented in Revelations is that the heavenly host and the 24 elders, they simply bow down continually in this refrain. Because, friends, I don't know if you know this, but worship is where we live. Worship is what we do. We acknowledge who God is, and just like the heavenly host, we bow down continuously in this posture of reverence. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy. Holy, holy, holy. Hallelujah. There's this passage of scripture in the Exodus journey where Moses, y'all know, done transformed from being this coward, wimp, punk, runaway to being this bold vessel of the Lord who brings forth the deliverance. And then he gets to this place along the journey, and you know, the golden calf episode happens, and Moses goes off. You know, Moses goes off on Aaron, he goes off on the people, and heads start to roll, right? And then thereafter, in Exodus 33, Moses has this incredibly rich encounter with the Lord in Exodus 33. And he goes, how can I go forward if I don't go with you? How can I go forward if I don't go with you? Right? And then the Lord goes, my favor is upon you. Right? And then Moses goes, well, then show me your ways, right? Show me your ways so that I might know you. And so here's the picture. If we don't know his ways, we don't know him. If we don't know his ways, we don't know him. And I contend many of us don't know him because we don't know his ways. I'm sorry. Let me put it this way. Wrong. Many of us know of him. Yes. Right? But we don't know him because knowing his ways mean that we obey his ways. And then here's the kicker about this. I'm not preaching this today, but it's the little, you know, foreword. Who was talking about the foreword? Yeah, it was you, Mary. It's a little foreword, I guess, right? There's this idea that because I know the Lord's ways, this is Moses, Exodus 33, right? And I know him, I can boldly go before him and say, Lord, show me your glory. And it's in that glory that I'm actually transformed into who I'm called to be. Yeah, oh, man. That's good. It's kind of crazy if you think about it that Moses says, show me your glory. That's bold, y'all. Yeah, it is. Bold. But there's something that happens when we prioritize being in his presence and prioritize his ways. Right? And what happens is we can be bold in his presence. We can be bold in his presence. Bridge, I want to release this right now over this house. Father, may the Bridge walk in the boldness that you've empowered them to live out. May they walk in the signs and wonders that your oil has already granted provision for this region. May they know you as they live out your ways in Jesus' name. Show me your glory. Golly. Show me your glory. As I was praying this week and really praying for the Bridge, and Lord, what would you have for us to say? Maybe y'all don't know this, but the Lord has really positioned you in this city, in this region, in New England, as really not just a church. I've shared this before, because as Restoration, you know, we're stronger because of the Bridge. Y'all are a ministry to ministries, right? And maybe you kind of come here and say, yeah, I'm just going to church. That's such a smidget of who the Lord has called you to be. Even this morning, right? I was sitting here and I was on this front row on my corner. And I was praying and I had this vision of a big old Christmas tree. Big old Christmas tree with gifts under it. Gifts. And the thought that came was, there are dormant gifts here. Unopened gifts, Brother Steve. And it's this idea that the Lord has endowed this house with gifts. But they're not just gifts to be given as gifts, guys. They're gifts to bless churches and ministries in this region so that the kingdom of God could advance with power, so that ultimately we could live out this mandate that I'm incredibly proud to be a part of, that is the Bridge Metro West. It's kind of funny when you think about it in this way, because many of you, particularly those of you who are the old timers, the vets of the Bridge, right? I'm not a vet, I'm not an old timer, and I know some of you, everyone here has come in at different points in times in terms of the history of the house and those who've come before. The sense I gather is that there's been this expectation, this waiting for this manifestation of the Bridge. Yes, no, maybe, particularly for the vets up in here. There's this idea that, yes, we've heard for over a decade now that we're supposed to be an apostolic center. Hooray. What in the world that look like? And how can we live that out? And why hasn't it manifested quite the way in which I thought it was supposed to manifest? Right? And why? Y'all ever have a child that comes up to you and says, why daddy or why mommy? And your initial thought is shut your mouth, child. Maybe not y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all are nice and patient with it, right? But I've always felt like, okay, let me stop, because I might get in trouble here and y'all might say, Pastor Manny, that's not nice. But there have been times where I've been like, gosh, child, please. Amen. And sometimes the sense I gather is the Lord sometimes is like, there's a charge upon you, but are you ready to walk in what the Lord has called you to? So today, as I was preparing, the Lord gave me a real simple message that in a lot of ways is an extension of Prophet Verna's message 2 weeks ago. Prophet Verna taught on waiting, and I'm continuing. And the message today is entitled, Waiting Well. Waiting Well. Waiting Well. Prophet Verna is funny. Like, as we were preparing and praying, it was almost like I was hearing, what are you waiting for? What are you most tired of waiting for, right? These were the questions that Prophet Verna spoke upon 2 weeks ago, right? And if you weren't here, go watch the video because you're not going to get the fullness of this message without that one. Waiting well. Waiting well. I want to start off just by asking a question. Have you ever been in a place where you were waiting and you got tired of waiting? And what you did literally destroyed what it was you were waiting for. We live in this microwave generation where everyone's accustomed to having everything now. And so you put the meal in the microwave and boom, bam, boom, in a minute it's ready. But don't you know that if, like back in the day when I was growing up, which wasn't all that long ago, microwaves weren't a thing, right? And so to heat up the meal, right, you had to pull out the skillet. Right? And then here's what happened when you pulled out the skillet. It was as if the leftover got new life. It was a new meal. Sometimes my mama put different things in there, y'all. Right? And what was left over got remade and redone. And there was a newness to this thing. But that don't happen in the microwave, y'all. You know what happens in the microwave? Zap. And after the zap is done, you get some sort of portion of what it was that you once had, but not quite even the original. But what happens in the waiting is you go from the original to then some, and you actually get the entirety of what it is the Lord has for you. Are you willing to wait? Are we willing to wait? And are we willing to wait well? Yes, Lord. All right, like I shared, this is a continuation. So again, you gotta catch the message 2 weeks ago. But there were a couple of things that Prophet Verna said. Two things happen while you wait. God is doing something bigger than you while we wait. And God is testing you. Right. So that's the foundation of this waiting thing. Yeah. But what's it mean to wait well? Yeah. What does it mean to wait well? What's it mean to wait well? I actually believe that there's waiting and complaining. There's waiting and whining. Yeah. There's waiting, kicking and screaming. Yeah. But then there also is this concept of waiting well. This idea that we could actually come to the place and wait on what it is the Lord has for us, and in the process, actually receive all of the building, shifting, changing, empowering that enables us to receive what it is the Lord has for us well. I contend that there are some of you who haven't walked yet in the fullness of your ministry, in the fullness of your calling, and it's all because of the posture with which you are waiting. I actually believe that there are some of you here that the Lord has called to the nations,
But you're still here because of the way in which you're waiting. You've had dreams, you've had visions, you've received prophetic words, yet you're still in the same spot because of the posture with which you're waiting. You're waiting and whining. You're waiting and complaining. You're waiting in disgust. When the charge is to wait well. There are four descriptives that we're going to look at today that characterize waiting well. And I'd love for you to just grab these four descriptives and grab them and simply reflect upon them today. They come out of one verse, one old verse that many of you here are familiar with, Isaiah 40 and 31. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, right? They shall mount up on wings as eagles, right? They shall run. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint. Many of us have learned this passage over the years. You can recite it, right? In the King James even, right? But I believe there's something here, these four descriptives that we want to flesh out today, that I believe if we apply to how we wait, we're walking in a posture to prepare ourselves for what it is the Lord desires to do in us and release through us. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Descriptive number one is renewing your strength. Renewing your strength. Waiting well is marked by someone whose strength is renewed. I don't know if you know this, but there's something that happens when you're actually in this posture of waiting. If you're waiting right, where you're actually encouraged and not weakened and tired. Yeah. You're strengthened. You're coming to the place where you've actually disciplined yourself enough to rest in the waiting. Yeah. Yeah. How is your strength renewed? Your strength is renewed when you rest. It's almost this picture of the weightlifter. If you keep lifting and you keep lifting and you keep lifting, right? And you don't rest in between, you know what happens? You actually do damage to yourself. You don't get bigger or stronger. You actually hurt yourself and you're injured and then you're laid up, forced to rest, right? Forced to rest and start over. But your strength is renewed as you wait if you're resting as you're waiting. But how can I rest, Pastor Manny, if I'm still anxious about what it is that I'm supposed to be doing? That's such a good question. Resting happens when we come to the place where we trust the one who's allowing us in this process. So renewing your strength as you're waiting is connected back to your ability to actually trust God. And it's an invitation to trust God, even when you don't quite see what God is doing in the season. How many of y'all ever been there?
Yeah, right, come on.
Shoot. How many of y'all there right now? Praise the Lord. Me too. We're trusting, and the season is set up so that we could learn how to trust at a deeper level, in a deeper way. And actually, in this process, our strength is being renewed if we trust and not fret. And worry, be anxious. Scripture reference that I'd like to just encourage you again, these are scripture references that you may very well be familiar with, but they reaffirm this concept of renewing your strength. We're not supposed to be anxious about anything, right?
Come on, right?
Yet we are. Why? I actually believe a lot of times the way we live is so contrary to scripture. It's so contrary to scripture, right? And they're like, God, why am I here? And it's almost as if God is saying, child, why don't you follow my word? Right.
They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Descriptive number one, renewing your strength is a mark of someone who waits well. Renewed strength. Renewed strength. And so our prayer ought to be, God, I want to wait the way you want me to wait. And you said, they that wait upon you shall renew their strength. Lord, allow my strength to be renewed in this waiting season. Do y'all see how this becomes your prayer? And as you're praying the word, what you're doing is you're aligning with God's word, and it literally strengthens you, enables you to go through the season that's uncertain, and it enables you to wait well. Second descriptive, shall mount up on wings like eagles. Waiting well means that you're positioning yourself to ascend. Just as eagles ascend swiftly and powerfully, if you wait well, right? What I actually believe is a mark of waiting well is that in the midst of your season, if you wait well, there's going to be a rapid ascension. Y'all supposed to say, Pastor, I receive that. Mount up on wings like eagle. This idea of mount up really means ascend in the Hebrew. And I believe those that wait well position themselves to ascend and ascend swiftly and ascend powerfully. But it's all predicated by the posture with which you wait, how you wait. It's this belief that it's just a matter of time before the Lord does this thing. It's just a matter of time before the Lord intervenes and intervenes swiftly, right? I've been waiting a long time, but even though I've been waiting a long time, I know that as the Lord and when the Lord intervenes, it's going to be a radical shift, and it's going to be a swift, swift, powerful, quick shift. Y'all see that as an expectation? It's not that I'm just walking here, woe is me, nobody knows the troubles I see. No, it's this idea of, Lord, I'm waiting, and I know at the appointed time, swoop, you're taking me to the place where you have promised. Descriptive number three, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, right? Descriptive one, they shall mount up on wings like eagles. Descriptive number two. Descriptive number three, they shall run and not be weary. They shall run and not be weary. I love this one because what this one really speaks to for me is this concept of we're going, we're running, we're moving, but we're not growing tired. The Hebrew word for weary really has this connotation of toiling, going around in circles, right? And never getting to where you're going. But if you wait well, there's supposed to be some incremental progression towards what it is the Lord's called you to, where it is the Lord's taking you. You might find yourself in this box and feel as if you're not seeing much progress, but what's happening in the waiting is there are actually incremental progress that's happening in you. So you might not be getting to the destination as of yet, but on the journey, you're being transformed and changed. Why? Because you're not getting weary as you're running. You're not toiling and going around the same block as you're running. You're not finding yourself just repeatedly banging your head up against the wall and not realizing that in this process, in this journey, the Lord's actually changing you. If you're waiting while you're seeing the change, you're seeing, man, I used to react a certain way, but I don't do that no more. Because while the Lord has me in this place, he's doing a thing in me. And then you know what happens? You submit to the waiting. You submit to the waiting because you recognize that it's in the waiting that the Lord is preparing you for the more that he has for you.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Yes, Lord.
I want to ask this question. What do you think the Lord's doing in you in this season? How is he refining and shaping your character? How is he ridding you of the riffraff that you still got going on in you? How is he taking out the gruff? Are you recognizing and seeing parts of your being shifted, molded, changed, transformed more into his likeness? Is there a deepened, yes, Lord, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will? Right. If not, you're not waiting well, man. Last descriptive. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. And the last one is they shall walk and not faint. They shall walk and not faint. I love this one. In a lot of ways, for me, this one kind of encapsulates all of them. The Hebrew word for walk is the word yalak. Yalak most commonly is translated as go. So it's not just walk. They shall go, right? And then not faint, right? Not faint is really this idea of not grow weary. Not grow weary. They shall walk and not get tired. Have you ever been, you know, this is the bridge here. So all of y'all are prophets and apostles and intercessors, right? That's how y'all get down. Amen. Praise the Lord. And if you don't know that's who you are, newsflash, that's who you are. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, you ever been in a place where you come to church and you're tired? Like you done worked a full day, or you ran around with your knucklehead children who got so much energy and you just don't got it, praise the Lord, right? And then you come to church, right? Right, my brother, you got a crew of children, right? So you know what I'm talking about, right? So you come to church and you tired, right? And then service happens, right? And as service happens, you have this encounter with the Spirit of God. And you leave out of church and you could go run a 5K because you're so wired and filled with the Spirit of God. Has that ever happened to any of y'all? Right? Right? And why does that happen? Because as you go, right? As you go, you don't faint. You don't grow weary. You get empowered by the Spirit of God. Right? And here's the heart of this last one and why I say it encapsulates all of this. This is about going with the presence of God. This is about understanding and recognizing that as I go as the Lord has called me, I'm going with him. And as I know, and as I kind of acknowledge that he's with me, I'm empowered by him. You not only not grow weary, you grow filled with the Spirit of God. You not only not grow weary, you not only not faint, if you will, you actually go and you go empowered. And here's the heart of God for us in this season of waiting. Because, Bridge, we're still in this season of waiting, right? We're still here. This is why the Lord's sending us these words for this house in this season. But it's about how we go in this season. Like Friday night prayer, come on. Most of the time in churches, ain't nobody come to prayer. 5 people, 6 people, 7 people, right? That can't happen here.
Come on, tell it.
Come on.
That's not who you are.
Right.
It's not your DNA.
That's right.
There's this priority of being in the presence of the Lord. And it's not just so that we could be happy at church. It's so that we could be empowered and filled to go.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And not just faint not,
yeah,
but actually go in the power of the Lord.
Yeah.
I want to talk today as we wind down our time. 4 descriptives, you heard them. It's your strength is supposed to be renewed. You're supposed to, if you are waiting well, you're waiting in expectation of the rapid ascension that the Lord's going to do in you. If you are waiting well, you're running and you're not toiling, but you're actually growing incrementally and you're seeing it because that's the process. But ultimately, if you're waiting well, this fourth descriptive is that as you go, you're being empowered and filled afresh and anew by the Spirit of God. Here's the question, Bridge. Are we waiting well? Are we waiting well? Are we waiting well? I want to invite everyone to stand today. And again, I want to invite you to just close your eyes as you stand. And you've got to answer this question on today. I want you to personalize it to you. And the question is simply, am I waiting well? Am I waiting well? In the season that I find myself between promise and manifestation, am I waiting well? Am I waiting well? Am I waiting well? I just get this sense that the Lord wants an answer from you. So I want to give you an opportunity to do business with the Lord and have earnest convo with him. In this season, between the promise and its manifestation, am I waiting well? If you're standing here today, you acknowledge that you haven't been consistently waiting well, but you desire to repent in that regard. I want to just give you an opportunity to come forward, and as we invite the ministry team forward, we'd love to pray with you. Love to pray with you. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your goodness and your continued patience with us. The sense I gather, Lord, is that there are those within our midst here that are in desert spaces. Desert spaces, Lord. Tired of waiting, not recognizing that they haven't been waiting well. Lord, my prayer in this season, in this hour, is that we as a people might understand that you actually desire to strengthen us and renew us in the waiting. But it's about our posture in this season. Father, I pray that we might be a people who wait as you've called us to wait, who wait in trusting of you, who wait in expectation of your manifestation. Wait joyfully, knowing that you're doing a thing in our waiting, transforming us more into your likeness and preparing us to be able to hold the blessing and the weight of the charge and the ministry that you've called us to. So even now, Lord, may we have a renewed resolve, to wait well as you've given us charge. Father, we thank you that you have not forgotten us, and that you're in the midst of our waiting, and that you've ordained it. That you've ordained it, Lord, so that we can go forward as you've called us to. Daddy, we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this message from the Bridge Metro West in Natick, Massachusetts. Paul David Guidry is the senior pastor at the Bridge. For more information about the Bridge Metro West family, our gatherings and events, visit www.bridgemetrowest.com or call us at 508-651-0277.